Everybody glad to be here.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. I think it's 356.
Amen.
Stay here.
Thank you.
Amen. This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Our job is to do what?
Be glad and be
good.
Joyce can be glad in it.
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay, so everybody ought to be rejoicing because you're here.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm glad that you are part of the day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So give God some praise up this house to get you another week.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glad to be alive.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That sounds a little weak. Shout it out like you're glad to be alive. Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Got to get those glasses on.
Amen.
Because he says, make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we praise God for another day. He allowed us to be here.
Yes, praise God. Yes.
So glad that He enabled us to be in the midst.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Okay. We could have been gone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But He kept us.
Kept us. He has kept
us
right of our shortcomings.
Yes.
Anybody out there been perfect this week?
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
He could have snatched us out of here anytime because of our wickedness.
Yes. Yes,
amen.
Let His grace and His mercy cover us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we are grateful, grateful, grateful. We don't deserve it, but I'm so glad He gave it.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for this guest, another day in His kingdom. Kingdom here on earth.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
And we're striving to make it to the better place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And we are grateful to God for having us to be in the place today. Glory to God.
Amen. Yes.
So, thank first, I get everybody in. Right. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. So shall I make a boast in the Lord. Some shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
it's wonderful.
Have your way, Lord.
Glory up. You know the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Call on Him and worship Him and rejoice in Him, in His
day.
Yes,
than His old temple, Lord, earth keeps up before Him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
I think shall stand in thy gate, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We are glad that to see you by way of Zoom.
Amen.
One thank you, Lord. Time. Yes.
I have been some water.
Yes.
Okay. Stuff has been the prayers.
Yes.
We have traveled through. Uh-huh. But the good thing is he brought us through it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He didn't leave us in it. Hallelujah. Yes. But he's there with us all the time.
Thank you.
So let us pray. Dr. Steve, are you there? Okay, Elder Green, will you give us a prayer?
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to serve. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, Lord. Lord,
put
your protection around us, Lord. And Lord, let us be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word, Lord. And we just say thank you, Lord. Bless Pastor Burnett as he get ready to bring the word, Lord. Give him a word, Lord, that will heal, deliver, and set free.
Yes.
We just say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Who knows where we were last week?
Romans 8:28.
28, yeah.
Okay. Put your glasses on. Amen.
Woo!
Getting 28.
We're ready for part two, Pastor.
Okay. Everybody at Romans 8:28.
Yeah.
And it reads thusly, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Okay. And we are talking about putting your glasses on, part two.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Glasses on. Many of us have glasses that the table, desk, bed, everything wear more than we do.
Amen.
And when you try to see something, you don't know where your glasses are at.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen my glasses? Okay, you got to keep up with your own glasses.
Yeah.
You got problem enough keeping up with our hours.
Amen.
Be keeping up with your glasses in mind too. That's what our problem be in our spiritual life. We try to keep everybody half cleaned up. And while you cleaning that house, your house is getting dirty.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
And so you're too busy cleaning up somebody else's life. And yours going ragged. So you ought to remember that I need to keep my glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see things the way God intends for us to see them if we're not wearing our spiritual glasses.
Man. That's right.
So you need to make sure that you have your spiritual glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that you can see the fine detail that's happening in your life. You're looking at one problem and overlooking all the other fine details that God is doing in your life and has done in your life. You overlooked a whole lot of things. All right?
Amen.
You're taking credit for things God done.
Yes.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
And we don't see God in the picture of nothing. But he's there because he's there in everything. Give him thanks. This is his will of God concerning in Christ Jesus concerning each of us. So, and you know that.
Amen. So,
we know that and we tend to ignore that. So keep your glasses on. Don't pull them off. Right, go to bed with them on. So when you open your eyes, you can be looking through spiritual things and you can say, Lord, I thank you for another day.
All right.
Amen. All right. We can wake up thankful. We can wake up rejoicing.
Amen.
We can wake up knowing that this is going to be another great day. Because you and the Lord are going to handle every problem that comes your way. And there's nothing too hard for him.
God.
Glory be to God. So we're going to continue to look to the hill from which comes your help. Okay. Knowing that it's coming from the Lord. But if you don't have your glasses on, looking to the hill, you can see nothing coming. Okay. Like most of us see today. I don't see no change, because I don't hear no change, because I don't feel no change. I don't think there's a change being made.
Man.
Okay. But the word said, ask and it shall be given.
Be given.
And since it shall be given, that is a spiritual promise of the Lord to you. And God cannot, will not, and shall not lie.
Man.
Okay, because if he lied, everything else goes haywire. All right, because it said before one jot or tittle of his law shall pass, heaven and earth
shall pass away
first.
Man.
All right, so, and what God says is so. And if it wasn't there when it said it at the what kind of word about the mouth, it was there.
Amen.
Okay. Because God speaks things into existence. And he can speak it out of existence. There's power in his word.
Amen.
Okay, and we got to realize that and start speaking his word over situations.
Tell it, Pastor.
Speak his word over things that's agitating you.
Amen.
Speak his word on things that's making you uncomfortable. Speaking to
God.
His word to things that is getting you down. But speak his word over it so that you can make it. He didn't say you're going to have a day where it's going to be nothing but rose petals and no thorn.
Yes.
Nobody never seen a rose growing without a thorn.
That's right.
Every rose got thorn. Doesn't matter what you call it. Now, those of you get in your flowers may not have none, but they have a place where it was. What the Lord's done is went and cut them off. And God will cut them off for you. Okay? Those areas are uncomfortable. He will fix them for you. Call on him and he will supply your need. Call on him. He will satisfy your every woe. Call on him and know that it's done. Don't wait until you see it. Claim it when you ask. Ask and know that it's already done. Okay, I may not see it. I may not feel it. I may not hear it. But I know it's done because the word said so. I just can't see it because I'm not looking through my spiritual glasses. Okay? And your spiritual glasses is faith. The word of God. Believing in the word of God. Faith in what the word has said. Okay? Don't try to convince nobody. You just need to convince yourself.
Amen.
And don't let nothing or anybody else say about the situation change. Once you take hold of the word of God, and once you take hold of the word of God, then everything else is going to fall in place. All right, so I think we stopped on verse 18. Okay, I'm going to go back up to and read 17 and come on down to 18. Saying that we are heirs here, if your children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, but we may be also glorified with him. So, if we're going to be glorified with the Lord, then we got to do some suffering. And since we're going to be doing some suffering for the Lord, we can give him glory, we can give him honor, we can give him praise.
Amen.
For what's coming our way. We can remember what James told us. Count it all joy when we enter into diverse temptation, because we know it's going to work out for our good. Amen. Are we there?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
18 says, "For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be received in us." Now, our suffering that we go to, there ain't nothing to compare to what we're going to be receiving for going through the suffering.
Amen.
Our reward at the end of the suffering is far more greater than we can even imagine than the suffering that we're going through to get to it. So, to get this, letting us know here, in order to get a reward, we got to go through something. All right?
Yeah.
So when things start messing up in your life, know that there's a blessing either on its way, or you already into that blessing, or you just came out of whatever it was. And the devil's trying to overshadow it. So you'll stop looking at what the Lord is doing and look at what he's doing and blaming it on the Lord. Okay, remember the devil is a deceiver. Okay.
Yes.
He is the master of deception.
Amen.
Okay. He's so smooth with it that he can cause the elect of God to be deceived. Okay. So keep in mind that God is always there to help you through. Keep your spiritual glasses on and know what the word said. All right. For the earnest expectation of the preacher, wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. All right, so God is blessing us and we are eagerly waiting in expectation. We're waiting in hope. Okay. We're waiting in hope to see it become manifest in our lives about the Son of God. That we are the sons of God. So we are waiting and waiting in hope. Okay. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. We've been brought here to go through some things for God. And we are subject to things happening to us. Vanity. We think that we're going through things for nothing. But there is a reason for it that we're going through. God is preparing you for a brighter and better day. Preparing you for the place that he going to fix for us that is out of this world. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Okay, so the creature itself shall be delivered from bondage. So we may be bond in some things now, but we're going to be delivered. And we're going to be delivered out of our corrupt self. Because when it comes, these corrupt bodies are going to be changed into incorruption.
That's right.
Okay. And these bodies of mortality will be changed to immortality. So we're going to be in the glorious liberty of the children of God. We're going to be fixed up like they are. Okay. And we'll be in eternity clothes that nothing else will go wrong. All right. We are hoping for all of this, because the word said so. And so we anxiously wait in hope for that day and that time when everything will be all right. But until that time, we got to endure trials, hard trials, as a good soldier.
Amen.
Well, we know that the whole creation groaned and travailed in pain together until now. So we got to, everything got to go through with something. groaning in pain, like a person gonna have a baby. They groan in pain, okay? And until that time the child comes forth, and then that pain is changed into joy.
Joy. Amen.
Okay. And joy that you will continue to have throughout your life. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, with the redemption of our body. So we are waiting in hope, and waiting knowing that it shall be what the word said so. We should have complete faith in the word of God. Okay, when we can't see how things are happening, it's because you have temporarily pull your glasses off. Okay, or maybe you will win contact. Okay, and they fell out and you didn't realize they had fallen out. Okay. Until you put on something that you don't understand. You can't read it. You can't see it. And then you realize that you don't have your contact in. Right? So make sure you keep your spiritual glasses on. Okay? Jesus is the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves are grown within ourselves as we are waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. So we have been adopted and we're waiting to be taken home with the Master, with the Father, okay, to our new home as children of God, the adopted of God, that we became joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Okay? And what Jesus have, we have. Amen?
Amen.
For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope.
Yes.
But what a man see it, why do he yet hope for? Okay. So if you are seeing everything, then you're not hoping. So we are hoping for all that the word said that we haven't seen come to pass yet. We are hoping for our deliverance. We are hoping for our peace. We're hoping for our joy. We're hoping for our happiness. We're hoping for our love. We are in hope for all those good things.
Amen.
That we don't seem to have in this life. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as the Spirit ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. We're groaning, which cannot be uttered. Okay. So like the Spirit, we help ourselves. The Spirit help us in our infirmities. And the Spirit will tell the Master what we need. Because we don't know what we need. We don't know what we want either. We think we do, but we don't.
Amen, Pastor. God. Thank you, Pastor.
When they ask us what we want, we don't know. We think we know.
Amen.
Until you get it.
That's right.
And then you said, I shouldn't even gotten this. I thought I wanted it. But you did. We can, even at eating, we can see things on the table.
Amen.
We'll put it in our plate.
That's right.
And then get to get in your plate, you don't want to eat it.
That's true.
Okay. Whatever. We want the sun to shine. And then we get tired of the sunshine, we want some rain. And when the rain comes, then we want the sunshine again. We want snow. Until the snow stop falling, then we want the snow to stop.
Amen.
Okay. So we don't know what we want, but the Holy Spirit does. And he will make intercession for you to the Father and up to him and words that you don't understand what we need.
Amen.
All right. And that search, and he that searcheth their heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So, the Holy Spirit is always in tune with what God's will is. And he will tell him exactly what you need according to his will. So you have to ask for something and hadn't received it yet, it's because it's not for you at this time. There is a time and a season for all things. Okay? And when I come to pass, you shall receive it. And the 28th verse says,
amen.
And we know.
We know.
Okay.
Amen.
You may deny it, but you know.
Amen.
You may say, I don't see it, but you know. You don't see it because you're not wearing your glasses. As a neighbor, do you have your glasses on?
Do you have your glasses on?
Do you have your glasses on?
Okay.
You got your glasses on?
All right. Do you have it? Glasses on. Make sure you got glasses on. And if they got glasses on, you have to say another word. The Holy Spirit will tell them what to do. The Holy Spirit will guide them in the answer. And we know that all things work together. Not some things, but all things.
All things.
Work together.
All things.
Good to them that love God.
Yes.
Them who call according to his purpose. Now.
Amen.
When we look at this, all things. Let's take okay. You put all the ingredients in separate bowls. All right. Some of those ingredients you like. Others you don't like so well. But when we get them all together, we love it all.
Uh-huh.
You put, say, carrot cake, you put nuts in one bowl, carrots in another bowl, sugar in another bowl, all in the bowl, your spices in different bowls, What else is going on, Kate? Cream cheese in another bowl, some confectionate sugar in another bowl, regular sugar in a bowl. Okay. Now, picking them out, you would just go pick out the good stuff that you can put in your mouth and taste good. Okay. And your flavor and stay in its container by itself before you pour it just like the ball. Taking that one at a time. Some taste good. Some taste bad. Flavor smells good, mm-hmm. but vanilla flavor tastes bad by itself. Mm-hmm. But when you mix it with something else, it brings out good flavor, a good taste.
Man.
You can't take your life situation one at a time. And hope for the result that you're looking for. You got to wait until you get them all together into one container. Mix them up good together. All right, what I'm saying, all the bad things and all the good things that's happening in your life, you got to put it all in the bowl together and mix it up together. All right, and then after you get it all together and mix it up together, then you got to put it in the oven and let it bake. Now, in your life, some things come and it's very heated for you. All right, you got to let it bake, okay, so you can bake that stuff out of you. All right, heat that stuff out of you, then it will also cause it to solidify into one unit. And all that together now tastes real good. Okay. So everything, but if you put everything in your carrot cake and left the carrots out, do you have a carrot cake?
No.
Okay, so no carrots in it. You put them all in and leave the nuts out, it's still going to change the taste. If you put everything in and don't put the flavor in, there goes the cake again. All right, so any ingredient left out changes
the cake. Sure does.
Something else. All right, so all these things in your life, to make it the way God wants it to be, you got to have all the good and the bad together. Mm-hmm. You can't just focus on your bad situation. But knowing that it may be bad by itself, but when I put it all together, I can see my joy. All right? Where's that joy coming in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Words that joy is coming and to be there when you realize that everything is working for you. Amen. Joy will show up when you know that this is for my good. Joy will show up when you know that this is a blessing and not a curse. Joy will show up and know that I'm God's child. I can't be cursed. For whom the Lord blessed cannot be cursed. Okay? So the enemy might try to curse you, but it's going to turn out to be naught. David said, when my enemy and my foe come upon me to eat up my flesh, they all, not some of them, every one of them stumble and fall.
Yes.
Okay? But you got to have your spiritual glasses on to see that. That,
amen.
And when you put those spiritual glasses on, you'll be able to tell them, bring it on. All right, me and the Lord's gonna handle this. Bring it on. For who the Lord is for, who can be against? Bring it on. And great is he that's in me, and he that's in the world. Bring it on. The Lord got it. My back. And I don't have to worry about you doing things behind my back. The Lord got my back. All right. He heals me. He protects me. He holds me. He comforts me. He delivers me. He's my joy. He's my hope. He's my peace. God is my everything. So everything is working together for good to them that love God.
Amen.
If it's not working for your good, then you must not love God.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Okay. The them who are called according to his purpose. We've been called not for our purpose, but for God's purpose. We've been called to do the will of God, not our will. We've been called. And see, our problem is we want everything to go our way. We go and do our way or the highway. But you know, all things are working together for good to them that love God. So they're called to his purpose. All right. And we've been called according to God's purpose. For whom they did foreknow, also did predestinate to become, to be conformed to the image of his son.
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. So, you were called. You were predestined before the world was made. You were predestined to be where you are now in Christ Jesus. All right? You were made for God's purpose. Okay? You're a piece of his puzzle in the vast world of everything. You're one of the pieces in his puzzle. And he's already been molded. You've already been shaped to fit in a certain place. And if you're not comfortable, it's because you're out of place. Anybody ever try to put a puzzle together? And the puzzle look like the part look like it ought to be there, but it just don't fit.
Man, so.
Okay, and if you jam it, you bend the ends all up and make the puzzle fit no good. So if you're not comfortable in your spiritual walk, it's because you're walking in the wrong shoes. You're in the wrong place. You need to find your place. All right, in the Lord.
Amen.
And stop trying to be what you want to be. And be what God wants you to be. You're predestined to do this. And to follow after Christ.
Yes.
Okay. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, to them he also called. And whom he called, to them he also justified. And whom he justified, to them he also glorified. So you've been called, and you were called before the world was made. Okay? You were predestined to be God's child. You've been predestined to be called to do that. So God called you, and God justified you. No matter what you've done wrong, God has justified it with his son Jesus dying on the cross for us. Shedding his blood. God justified. That's why there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. To those that are called according to his purpose. You are the called out one. You are the chosen one. You are God's property. You are God's glory. You are his and you're his forevermore. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against him? Nobody. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Okay, so how can you condemn me when God justifies me? How can you charge me when God has also delivered me and justified me? Who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died for us. So you didn't die for us, you can't condemn me. Christ is the only one. He died for us. Yeah. Yea, rather
yeah.
That it is written again, risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also made intercession for us. Jesus did it for us. Jesus fixed it for us. Everything is going to be all right. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or pearls, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. So we can be killed anytime through the day. All right?
Oh, yes.
Now, in this world, we can be killed with anything, anyhow, anyway, all through the day. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Standing there waiting to be scarred. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that knows. So we can't lose.
Yes.
No matter what it is, even if we get killed in the process, we ain't losing. We're gaining. We're gaining eternal life.
Yes.
We're gaining eternal joy. We're gaining eternal peace. We're gaining eternal hope. We're gaining the deliverance that we've been looking for. Name all these things. We are more than conquerors in all these things that God gives us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things yet to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Lord. Okay, nothing happened. Put your glasses on and show, see that you're in victory all the time. Put your glasses on, knowing that nobody can do anything to you but bless you. So whatever that meant for your harm, your good, God's gonna work it out for my good. He's gonna put it all in a pot together. He's gonna stir it all up together. He's gonna put it in the oven and bake it together. And we're going to come out as a good carrot cake. We're going to be shining. Glory be to God. And tasting good in yonder's kingdom. We will be delivered because God is our deliverer. We're going to have that hope made manifest in our life because God said he would. He said he would and he will. He said he would and he will. Can you cry out? Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Okay. You know that.
Praise God.
So when you start going through, tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank going God. Through, tell the Lord thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He has made it all ready and made it good for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. All right. So
thank you, Lord.
Next time you're in a trial, stop rejoicing and praise your way out.
Amen.
And knowing that this is counting for my good.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So nobody can do a thing. That comes to a close. Nobody can do a thing to you but bless you. You may not receive it as a blessing, but it's a blessing. Put your spiritual glasses on and see the blessing in it. Because in everything, there's some blessings. So let's start looking at the negative in people's lives and look for the blessing in it.
Amen.
And if we do that, blessings we will see. As long as you look for a problem, you're going to find problems. Mm-hmm. Whatever you come looking for, the devil going to make sure you see it. You start out the day looking for everybody to be bad, everything. No matter how good they are, that you're going to see it as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Know that God got it worked out. Keep your spiritual glasses on. The neighbor.
Neighbor.
Keep your spiritual glasses on.
Keep your spiritual glasses on.
Okay. All right. So that you can see God's work in everything and give him thanks. All right. The good, the bad, and not so good. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Does this man get a benediction?
Before I get a benediction, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone, and everyone be safe during this Christmas holiday. May the grace of our Lord and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all until we all meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Have a blessing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't eat too much.
Keep brother picking in prayer and stay in COVID.
Who was that?
Pick Lewis.
Did he has COVID?
That's what I understand. So keep him in prayer.
Keep him in prayer.
Who?
Deacon Pick Lewis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
God is able.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
God bless everybody, Mother Austin.
Be blessed, Mother Austin.
I bless you, Mother Austin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday, Greg. Later.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Congratulations, bro.
Bless you.
Amen. Merry Christmas, Pastor Burnett and Sister Thank Gloria you, and Matthew Johnny.
Thank you. Merry Christmas so to you, too. Sister.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. Everybody up.
Uncle Isaac, we're waiting for that carrot cake.
He can make some.
You did a good illustration when you preached it. Now I gotta taste it.
Pastor Burnett, are we having a Christmas morning service on Zoom?
No, so we'll be back in a couple of days, but service on Sunday.
Next year?
No, Sunday. We'll have service Sunday.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
We're going to let you just rejoice in the Lord on 25th.
On Friday morning.
Yeah, we'll be on 27th.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we're still being Christmas, you know, it says 12 days of Christmas. December 25th to January 6th.
Okay.